Hi, I'm Michael. I'm one of the pastors at Victory, and I'm also the missions director. As a church, we are committed to answer God's call to reach every nation. I hope this message inspires you to honor God and make disciples.
We'd like to welcome you to the week number 22 of our Romans series. I mean, would you imagine this, no? That you have been with us for the last 22 weeks, and I'm not sure if you're going to be sad or you're going to be happy about it, pero ito na po ang final week ng ating Gospel Explained at Gospel Expressed series. Imagine mo, 22 weeks. Nevertheless, we're so glad that you could join us this morning. Siguro, sino ba sa atin dito? You could, you know, spam the like button below or the heart button below kung hindi mo na-miss yung buong 22 weeks na yon. Diba? So from the time na nandito pa tayo sa St. Thomas when the pandemic happened and up to now that it's still ongoing, hindi mo talaga na-miss yung Romans series na yon. Now again, when we look at the book of Romans is actually a letter. Isa siyang sulat, isa siyang liham. When was the last time you have written a letter? And every time you write a letter, normally, whether it's for formal reasons, employment reasons, academic reasons, or talagang sulat mo lang sa iyong minamahal, di ba yung last part na yon, medyo dun ka nagbubuhos ng konti eh. Kumbaga, if it's for formal reason, this is like your final statement, this is like your landing argument, or maybe dito mo na talaga ibinuhos lahat. Sinabi mo na, o sige, sa dinami-dami ng sinulat ko, mahal kita. Yung mga ganun. Parang, yun na lang talaga yun eh. Yun lang naman ang gusto mo eh. So, the Apostle Paul has written this letter to the Roman believers during that time. And what's more important here is to understand that he is at this point, trying to summarize the last part. He was summarizing the last part of his letter. I remember time when I was younger, wala pa kasing chat noon, wala pa masyadong internet, wala pa akong email address noon. During my elementary years, sumusulat ako sa lola ko na nasa ibang bansa. Of course, mangangamusta muna ako, and then yung body ng letter, di ba? Kamusta po kayo? Pabili po nito? Yung mga ganung bagay. Pero in the end, that's the most important part of the letter for me. I would just have to say na, Lola, by the way, I'm looking forward sa pag-uwi nyo po o yung mga ganitong bagay. So let's go ahead and dive into the final part of the letter of the Apostle Paul to the Roman believers. So Romans chapter 15, verses 8 to 13. This is what the Word of God says. For I tell you that Christ became a servant to the circumcised, pertaining to the Jews, to show God's truthfulness, in order to confirm the promises given to the patriarchs, and in order that the Gentiles might glorify God for his mercy. As it is written, therefore, I will praise you among the Gentiles and sing to your name. And again, it is said, rejoice, O Gentiles, with his people. And again, praise the Lord, all you Gentiles, and let all the peoples extol him. Verse 12, and Isaiah, and again Isaiah says, the root of Jesse will come, even he who arises to rule the Gentiles. In him will the Gentiles hope. Verse 30, this is very important, and listen to this. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that by the power of the Holy Spirit, you may abound in hope. Let us pray. Lord, thank you for your grace that is sufficient for each and every one of us, God. Lord, thank you because hope will rise, God, in a place, Lord, in a time, in a season where hope is seemingly vanishing and diminishing. We pray, God, that as we look into your finished work on the cross, as we look into the gospel of Jesus Christ, Lord, I pray that there's something in us, something that we would feel, na merong pag-asa, kaya pa natin to, God. Dahil nga sa ginawa mo para sa amin, Lord, I pray, God, that each and every one of us would have a deeper understanding of your gospel. And Lord, as we land this series today, God, I pray that everything that we have learned from week 1 up to week 21, God, it is going to be something that we will not only understand, but express in our lives today. In Jesus' name, amen. So how is Paul trying to summarize this entire book of Romans? The first thing I would want us to remember is this, that our hope is in Christ. Our hope is in Christ. Sabi niya doon una, Christ came for the Jews, di ba? And not just for the Jews, but also for the Gentiles. So everyone will hope in Christ. Now again, that statement doesn't sound like anything super, I mean, anything interesting for us. But back then, ang tingin kasi ng mga Jews sa mga Gentiles ay ito na yung mga taong walang kapag-apag-asa sa buhay. Diba? Kami lang ang maliligtas. Yun yung alam ng mga Jews nung panahon na yon. But Paul made an argument by saying, you know, no, it's not just that. Yes, the servant, Jesus Christ, came for you, but he also came for the Gentiles. Our hope is in Christ. Lalo na po sa panahon ngayon na napakadaling mawalan ng pag-asa. You look around you, pass by lang ng bagyo at meron namang paparating na bagyo, tinitingnan mo yung news, di ba? Ano bang mangyayari dito sa bansang ito, nakatatapos lang ang eleksyon? What's gonna happen here in our country as well? How are things going to look like 6 months from now? It's very difficult to understand what's happening, but one thing I can assure you is that our hope is in Christ. Our hope is in Christ. I love what verse 8 says. Verse 8 says that it is God who confirmed His promises to the patriarchs. So God is in the business of confirming His promises. What do you mean by the word confirm? Ano bang ibig sabihin nito? Ibig sabihin nito, you are sure that you will do what you said you will do. Last Monday, one of our campus missionaries, Moses, got married to Nika, who's also a campus missionary. Congratulations if you're watching. Here's the catch. Months before, they already asked us, could you be one of the audience or could you attend our wedding live in Makati, not watching it online, but be there, right there. So of course, my wife and I said, yes, we gave our confirmation and said, yes, we will be there. So it is as good as really being there. When we gave our confirmation, of course, barring any emergency situation, it's as good as that is going to happen. And true enough, last Monday, we fulfilled our promise by being in their wedding. So, nandun kami. So, in the same way, Paul was saying here that there was a promise to the patriarch that the Savior would come from the root of Jesse. And he was true to that, that Jesus was from David's lineage. And the Savior of the world happened there. Diba? The Savior came. So try to imagine this. God is in the business of confirming His promises. Kaya nga pag tinignan natin, nawawalan tayo ng pag-asa. Pwede tayong mawalan ng pag-asa. Pero pag nakita natin na si God, ng ating Panginoong Diyos, ay isa sa mga nagko-confirm ng promises niya, ina-assure niya tayo na gagawin niya kung ano yung sinabi niyang gagawin niya, then we can put our hope there. Because we have a God who is able. We have a God who is willing to do things for us. You know, kinonfirm niya. Sabi niya, okay, now that Jesus came, that's a confirmation of my promise. Why would you lose hope? Why would you feel hopeless when you know you have a God who confirms His promises? That's why in verse 13 it says there, that's why our God is a God of hope. That's why you can abound in hope. You know, that word abound means it's like riches that is welling up. So pwede tayong maging mapagpayaman. Pwede tayong pagyamanin sa pag-asa. Diba? Maari mang may mga pagkukulang tayo financially, diba? Sa panahon ngayon. Pero in terms of hope, we can abound. We can abound. That person seated next to you in your living room or maybe even if you're watching alone, that person can abound in hope. Because every time we look at the gospel, we go back to the gospel, what it sees there, what we see there, what we feel there is hope. May pag-asa. Hindi nga tayo iniwan ng Panginoon sa ating mga kasalanan. Iniligtas niya tayo, may ginawa siya para sa atin, naging totoo siya sa mga pangako niya sa ating lahat. And therefore, anong naging response ni Paul? I love what he did. In verse 20 of the same chapter, sabi ni Paul tuloy, okay, kung ganun pala, ito ang gusto kong gawin nyo. Because our hope is in Christ, then you should preach the gospel even more. That's why in verse 20 it says here, and thus I make it my ambition. Kung meron akong inaambisyon, sabi ni Paul, sa dami ng mga naging accomplishments niya sa buhay, ang sabi niya, I'll make it my ambition to preach the gospel not where Christ has already been named, pertaining to the Jewish places back then, lest I build on someone else's foundation. So sabi niya, pangarap ko, inaambisyon ko that the gospel will be preached. Why? When we say you preach the gospel, it's not because we just want you to go out there and say whatever you want to say. We're saying this simply because we believe that this is the very message that will and can bring hope in the lives of people. When you go to places where the gospel has not been preached, when you go to families, classmates, workmates online, where the gospel has not been preached, go ahead and give that. Go ahead and preach that. Why? Because it is the hope that everyone needs. Our hope is not in our government. Or do we pray for our government? Our hope is not in our bank accounts. Our hope is never seen or never felt or never understood or never experienced from that good person right next to you. Yes, they're good. We're glad to be in a community. But on another end, our hope should only remain in Christ. Because if you want to abound in hope, continue to preach the gospel and continue to live the gospel. The second thing that Paul says here is, bigla siya ngayon nag-shift pag nakita niyo yung letter niya, di ba? Bigla niyang sinabing, I'm planning to visit you. Historically, Paul has never been to Rome, particularly in that church, and he's writing a letter to them. So sabi niya, I know, binabasa niyo itong sulat ko ngayon, but at some point, I would want to be able to see you face to face. So if you move to chapter 16, dito na nagsimulang mag-shout out si Paul. Ang dami niya mga sina-shout out na mga tao, di ba? Bigla niyang sinabi, let me just go ahead and read through this, no? Romans chapter 16. Verses 1 to 7. Bigla niyang sinabing, I commend to you our sister Phoebe, who historically they believe was the one who brought the letter from Paul to the believers in Rome, a servant of the church in Chechre. And then verse 3, greet Priscilla and Aquila, mag-asawa to, my fellow workers in Christ Jesus, who risked their necks for my life, to whom not only I give thanks, but all the churches of the Gentiles give thanks as well. Verse 5, nakalagay dito, greet also the church in their house. Greet my beloved Epaenetus, who was the first convert to Christ in Asia. Verse 6, greet Mary, who has worked for you. Verse 7, greet Andronicus in Junia, my kinsmen and fellow prisoners. They are well known to the apostles, and they were in Christ before me. So he was talking here about people, men and women, who had important leadership roles in the church, men and women. But more than men and women, what I saw here was that Paul was trying to say hi to people who have been with him in his most difficult moments and his most victorious times. Parang ganun, di ba? Nag-shout out siya bigla. Parang if I could do that in our context right now, let me see who's watching online. Oh, I'd like to say hi to the Abaya, si Miss Ia. Nakita ko siya. Naka-login siya ngayon. Matindi yung pamilyang yan. I mean, they produce some of the best children I've seen in Victory UBET. Oh, Cons is here as well. Oh, si Kia, nandito rin siya. Si Stephanie Munoz is watching also. So parang ganun yung ginagawa niya. He's trying to give a shout out and then trying to say that these people, more than their role in the church, they were with Paul through their best moments, which is first convert in Asia, victorious moment, and most difficult times. Nung sabi niya nga doon, itong mga taong to, Priscilla and Aquila, they risked their necks for me. They were willing to die for me. They were my, what? Fellow prisoners. Naghirap kami niyan. What is Paul trying to say here? What he's saying is that we value our community. We value our community. And we value our community by allowing the gospel to unite us. The gospel will and can unite us. Therefore, what I could say here is that our unity is in Christ. Our unity is in Christ. It is Christ who unites us together, and we get to value the relationships. I hope that even in this time, you have people like that. Pag may mga tao kang ganon, kilala mo, who's going to be with you through your most difficult moments, pagka meron kang ganun, ano, kilala mo siya, itag mo naman below, alam ko itong taong to, he will be or she will be with me, or itong pamilyang to, he will be or they will be with me in my most victorious moments and in my toughest times. If you're new in this community, we pray that you would find relationships just like that. Kaya ang sarap nung landing ni Paul eh. Sabi niya, okay, our hope is in Christ. You go ahead and value your community. Our unity is based in Christ as well. It's good to be able to have people like that, particularly in times like this, where we could come together and say, I will be there on your most difficult times. I will be there on your most victorious moments. Now in verse 17, ito yung sabi ni Paul, I appeal to you, brothers, to watch out for those who cause divisions and create obstacles contrary to the doctrine that you have been taught. Avoid them. So in light of our unity being in Christ, sabi tuloy ni Paul, mag-ingat kayo ha, sa mga tao. Don't cause division. Make sure that it is Christ who unites you together. That was our topic 2 weeks ago, where we know that in the gospel, we all find hope, that in the gospel, we can be united, whatever our preferences are, our political inclinations, kung ano man po yung mga preferences natin. Diba? We could all be united under the gospel. Avoid them. Avoid division. Avoid division. It is not something that pleases Christ. You know, every time you look and preach the gospel, there's no better feeling than to know that you're doing it with others also. That there are others out there who are equally having their breakthroughs. There are others out there who are equally suffering. And there are others out there who's equally preaching the gospel regardless of their situation. Napakasarap lamang pong isipin na may mga tao tayong hindi tumitigil sa paghahayag ng salita ng Diyos. And let's continue on doing that. Why? Because it unites us. There's nothing else that could unite us more than the gospel of Jesus Christ. So it's the expression. You become a believer who is hopeful, a believer who's in a community who would value relationships. And then lastly, in verse 25 of Romans chapter 16, this is what the Apostle Paul said. Now to him who is able to strengthen you according to my gospel and the preaching of Jesus Christ, according to the revelation of the mystery that was kept secret for long ages. Ang ibig niyang sabihin dito, as he lands, you can find your strength in Jesus Christ. Our strength is in Christ. It's in the gospel. The more you proclaim it, the more you experience it. That's why we say you don't just need the gospel one time, diba? For isang beses lang. And then after that, hindi na natin siya kailangan. No, we need it every day. That's why in as much as we don't like painful moments or challenging times, there's nothing like painful moments or challenging times that brings us back to our need of Christ. That's why we need to preach the gospel every day. Kaya nga minsan, di ba, ayaw natin ng sakit, ayaw natin ng pain. Sino ba naman ay may gustong masaktan, di ba? Di ba, yung ibang may pinagdadaan ng masakit, di ba, sa puso or maybe sa pangangatawan. Sino ba naman na may kagustuhan ito? But painful moments allow us to go back to Christ. Alam niyo yung kapag, di ba, yung isang kaldero, pag nagluluto ka, tas mainit, di ba, tas hinawakan mo, di ba? Anong nangyayari doon? Inaalis mo agad yung kamay mo. Kasi bakit? Kasi nasaktan ka. And then tinitingnan mo ngayon yung masakit. And then you'll try to find a remedy for that. Lalagyan mo ng uhugasan mo or kung ano man yung ilalagay mo for it to be well. Pain has a way to bring us back to our ultimate healer. Pain has a way of bringing us back to where our strength should come from. That's why in as much as I don't like what's happening in the world right now, I look around this place and there used to be like what? Hundreds here. Now, they're at their homes and I'm so glad that you're all safe and well. You look at the economy where it was prior to this. It felt so good. It looks very promising. And where is it right now? It's in the middle of uncertainties. You may have some people who have suffered from the virus or maybe you have suffered yourselves. Maybe you've lost employment. Maybe there's just so much difficulty at this time. Or maybe kahit na work from home or study from home, lalong nadagdagan yung load nyo, na, lalong nakapagpahirap. Maybe you're suffering from a mental illness and isolation is not doing you well. These pains, ang hirap, di ba? Pero it has a way. Pag tayo'y nasaktan, oops, let's go back to where our strength should come from. And Paul has a great way of reminding them that, saying, it's all about Jesus Christ. He is the source of our strength. He's the only one who can strengthen us in times like this. Siya ang may kakayanan na tayo ay pagalingin, at hindi lang yon, yung pag-asa makukuha natin sa Kanya. Alam natin na one day, this will all come to pass. But my prayer is that when that time happens, when our challenges come to pass, I'm still preaching the gospel. My hope is still in Christ. I still value unity with my community, and I still find my strength in Jesus Christ. As we express the gospel out there, para saan ba ang lahat ng mga ito? In-explain ni Paul, ang galing. Romans 1 to 15. And finally, he lands at this. And I would want us to land at this. Yes, when we understand the gospel, it brings hope, brings unity, brings strength. Pero para saan? So that we could live lives out there worthy of Jesus Christ. And in verse 27, I'd like to end here. It says here, to the only wise God be glory forevermore through Christ Jesus. Amen. I want to take this time to pray. Lord God, thank you because it is still about you. Still about your gospel, God. Still about your message. Lord, I pray that you would bless our church community today. Lord, those who are in need of hope, Lord, put that hope in their hearts, God. Those who are ready to give up, saying, kaya pa ba namin to, God? I pray for your grace upon them. Lord, bless them today, God. Thank you that we could find our hope in you. Lord, I pray for those who are experiencing relational tensions amidst of this. May pandemic na nga, may challenges na nga, may relational tensions pa. God, I pray that the gospel would unite us more than ever. We pray for other churches out there. We pray for other groups out there who believe in the gospel. Lord, I pray that now more than ever, we will be united in coming to you, in worshiping you, in asking you, God, for your mercy and grace, in proclaiming your miracles to be upon our lives. Lord, thank you for the strength that you're giving our community today. Lord, for those who are in need of strength, those who are in pain, I pray, God, for your grace. Lord, we bless you. Just like how Apostle Paul ended this, God, we say the same thing, that all glory, all honor, all majesty belongs to you alone, Jesus Christ, our King of Kings, our Lord of Lords. In fact, the description that was mentioned here is to the only wise God. Lord, you are wise. Your wisdom is infinite. We may not be able to explain a lot of things in our lives right now, but we trust you, our wise God. Lord, today we put our faith in you. Thank you, God, for the hope that's filling our hearts right now. Thank you, God, for the strength that's filling our hearts right now. Lord, we honor you in this place. And right before I dismiss you all, I would want to say this benediction towards you. I want to speak this word of blessing towards you. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you, be gracious to you, turn his face towards you, and give you peace. May you have so much hope. May you abound in hope. May you have so much strength for the days and months to come. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. God bless you all. We are all going to see you next week.
Thank you for joining us. You can visit victory.org.ph to find a church, join a victory group, and give online. Thank you for partnering with us in discipling the city, the nation, and the world through your generosity. For more messages like this, You can subscribe to this podcast through Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you listen to podcasts.